Good morning. We've got our gears. Petro, is Dina going to be joining us this morning?
Yes, he's in a few minutes.
Good. All right. Well, we're just going to jump in, and why don't you just give us a little update about your ministry, and we can talk about the Dammer's house and follow up with our crew that was there just a few weeks ago.
Yes. Well, starting with your team, we had great time and did an amazing ministry. We enjoyed so much, and everybody felt your church really being a very big part of what is going on in our lives and ministry. So we are so thankful. Now the second stage, the following stage is Mark visiting you with Anastasia, of course, in a few days. And they
Yes.
were very excited about that. And so you came, this is our turn, on behalf of us, Mark and Anastasia, who'll visit. They're very excited about
We're
that. And
excited
this is the day. Today actually is a national holiday. Is the day that the mother of our Lord, Maria, died. And this is venerated in such a big way in Greece that this is as big celebration as Easter. So this is a
Wow.
huge holiday. Nothing is moves, and Athens is empty. Everybody has been gone in their places of origin for big festivities. So this is the last part of summer, because from now on everybody start coming back. So this is the day where absolutely nobody's in Athens. Everybody's on vacations, and now from now on everybody starts slowly moving on. So in the next 2 weeks everybody will be back. And Dina is also here. Hi,
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
And
Hi.
so ministry is going very well. We had a very good year with the Bible school, and although we're not high numbers, we had a great ministry. And things are slowly going into in a new era, and a new because our former director passed away, and now we have a former person, a new person, and so this is a changing time for all of us, but things are going very well, I feel, in the Bible school, and I'm very happy for that. Of course, with Damaris is something else. We have an amazing growth, and we have record time. We have record of time of ladies. So before a few days, we were like 14 ladies. We never had 14 or 15, and about 4 or 5 babies. So we never had so many ladies. Part of that was that a big bunch, I think 5 or 6 young ladies came at once. What happened is these were used to be unaccompanied minors. They came really with nobody in Greece, and the state took over them in orphan homes, orphanages, special care units. But now these ladies became adults. They turned from 17, become 18 years old, and they have nothing for them. And they feel that the best for them is Damaris, with our recovery program, with their emphasis in healing. So they sent, this is like the state, sent 5 or 6 of them, 5 or 6.
Six.
6 of them just came all of a sudden. So now this means that all of a sudden we have very young ladies, very smart,
Very active.
very active, very
Yeah.
ready. This is the time for them to go to college. And they bring all this energy, and all of a sudden, Damaris has to deal with all their, help them in their plans for the future lives. So it's very exciting. Part of that experience was A few ladies had finished before the coming of these six ladies. A few of the ladies finished and they gave, you know, they were very thankful. And what was amazing, it was that the day that they left, they said to everybody in a meeting that, well, thank you, because your first time we found love, we found respect, we found care. But most of all, we met Jesus among you here. So this was, actually was not, we're not even expecting that. So this was like a huge blessing that the team had. Dina, will tell you some news, will tell you some prayer news about the camp you were going and about what's going on. And, before passing on to Dina, I want to tell you also that also I'm very encouraged with what I'm doing with my YouTube channel, and I have done some translations for the third meal. So these some of the videos are now of Third Millennium Ministries are offered in Greek, but also I'm doing my own videos. And in first day of September, and for every Friday for many months, I will have a new video about the book of Revelation. And this is my own work. This is exegetical work from passage to passage to passage. I have more than 80,000 people have followed my humble videos. And I'm very encouraged, so I will be keep putting an effort and producing more of my teaching in that form. Eric is very happy with how the little church is growing, and things are going very well for him and his wife, Hara. And also, we ask for your prayers for Erastos, which is the youngest. And he's trying to feel the way where the Lord is calling him. He's finishing with his music studies, and now he has an invitation, and he joined the chess plant in Pagrati Church, which is not Eric's church. This is another church. Another student of mine is involved there, and they invite him to contribute with music and in worship time, and he had moved in that area. Of course, now this is a little downtime because of the vacations, but you know, in a couple of weeks they will be back and everything will be back in full power. So tell us some of the news, Dina.
This week is the it's a holiday week for everybody, as Argyris told you. So normally the last 4 years we were going to a Christmas camp. Christian camp with the girls for vacation, but it is very far and it was very expensive. So we decided this year to go the first week of this of September, but here in Athens,
closer.
So please pray for that week. It's 4 to 8 September, and. The new six girls that they came, only one girl is Christian and the other five is Muslims. So we are praying that they will find, they will see the difference. pray for also this year, this new year for us, because it's, I mean, these girls are very energetic, very smart, and so they, we don't know how to work with these new girls.
New group of people.
It's new for us. It's new. And,
In the past we had only one person that was like, 18 years old, ready for college and was smart. In that level. So, you know, the other ladies had not much education. So this is a new step and a new area for ministry for the team. Also, let me tell you that we are by faith, and also we put in good work your generous gift for the building. So we finance a lot of the excavating in the new area. We have, as you know, we have bought a piece of land and we had permitted everything. Permits are fine and we have moved. Now we had the archaeologists checking on top to see if we found anything there. We cannot even dig like a half a meter without the archaeologist. So the archaeologist was there and this was going very slowly, you know, every, you know, a few centimeters and then again and again and again. And finally, this went on a very long process. You know, it was not this barriers, you know, a big machine, whoop, will clean the whole thing like in half a day. No, no, this was taking, you know, like, several days, 4 or 6 days, because everything had to go very slowly so that the archaeologists be satisfied that no archaeological things found and nothing was ruined. So by God's blessing, although in the next field, besides the roads, they found a big building and a big, like a wall of the city or something. In our property, didn't find anything, so we're very happy. We can move on. So now excavations are finished, and they put the first pavement, the first concrete. And so the last week of August, they will start put the molds for the concrete. And sometime in September, we'll do the first flow, so to speak.
That's
so
great.
We're moving. Yes. And thank you very much for coming along this great need. Yes, Eileen. That is Eileen. Hello, Eileen. Just recognize you. I'm going to put your glasses and just show you now.
Exactly. And Laurie's down here at the end of the table.
Yes, you are very far. Very far.
Well, that sounds like great things are happening. I'm so thankful. Alan had told us about the slow excavation, so I'm thankful they didn't find anything important.
Yes.
How long do you think it'll take to finish building?
We have planned like to take 2 years. And we did a planning that the prayer is that every half year, we need to come, every 6 months, we need to come up with like $150,000. Now, this is a big chunk of money. So for this reason, I said, okay, so we have divided in 4 times, like end of the year, then, you know, so every 6 months, we need to have this amount in order to keep moving on. But we have planned in such a way that even if the money are not there, it will be in a good state that we can wait for some until the money will come. So, yes, so we have all for the first stage. So this will keep us busy until October, even November. And then we need to pray for more money to come to keep us working.
Alan was telling us about the Rotary grant that could be a possibility.
Yes, yes.
That's exciting. We've been praying that goes through.
Yes. I have not heard back from them or from some. Probably he needs the Greek guy here needs some encouragement by Sam, who is his friend. And yeah, that would be great if they want to contribute. It seems that they're, you know, they always want to do something like that. They never found any cause. These are business people cut off from any non-profit. And really, they didn't know what to do in order to, help something like that. So, we'll see. We have not heard back from them, but I hope soon we'll hear.
Or willing, right?
Yes.
We still, I think, are tentatively penciled in for next fall for another trip. Is that right? You still have us on your calendar?
Yes, yes, we do have you. Yes. Please, is this 2024, right?
Next October.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Already heard a lot of interest, especially after the trip this year was so successful.
Yes, let me see. Is that, it was, yes, Trinity, it was October. Yes, we have you in October. Yes, it would be great to have you back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you for being such a big part of our lives and ministries. That's very encouraging.
Are yours, how is it with the Greek Bible College?
Things are going well. You know, we had the year before this one, it was a rough one because we have the death of Jeff. And so the students saw him going down and die, which was very discouraging. And and we are a small school, and we need our students to go out excited and bring their friends. So that year, they were very disillusioned and discouraged. So we didn't have new people coming in a strong way. But now I think we are back on. We have a new bunch of people coming in, and we are very happy. So yes, it was a challenging year, but these things happening, especially when we have a change of leadership. So that was not easy. The board brought a very good man, but he was not from the Bible school. So he has not any experience in the Bible school. So it will take some time for him to find, you know, how he best served the school. Actually it was Pastor Yotis Kadardzis is very sorry because we took the guy who was preparing to be, you know, after him, so to speak, you know, like he would be his best man. He was, for first time, we had the second pastor in the first Greek Evangelical Church, and all of a sudden he transferred to the Bible school. So that was a big setback for Pastor Yotis. Yeah, well, but this is the kingdom.
Yes. So Dina, with the new girls, are they planning to go to college this fall or some take some classes, or do you know yet?
So they are not, we are helping them in high school. So these years, although in college they are smart, because of their trafficking and you know, through the countries and losing in the camp, they were not able, they're not ready to be enlisted in college because they need a couple of more years in high school. So okay. What we do is to send them in high school and help them in tutoring and in everything they need. So actually for this year, one of the letters, I'm not sure if this is out already, but one of the letters that Dina will send, one of the needs is for schooling supplies. Mm-hmm. I think they have calculated something about 2,000 for schooling supplies just for, and this is not for the kids, for the younger kids, whatever they need to start the school, but for these ladies that they want them to be ready for school this year. So I don't know if this is already put in the letter, but this is one. I also know that one other need that Dina shared, it was about the same amount, that was the cost of the camp, of the vocation. So everybody will go together in this camp. And so this is the, Dina has communicated. Yeah, I think in her past letter, this was included.
No, this was only for the teams.
So they sent to them.
Yes.
So probably your team members got this email speaking about this need and this prayer.
Yeah, I got the holiday letter. That was great. Yes. I really like that you itemize and say what it is and what it costs. That makes it very tangible.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
What about the skill development program? How's that going?
Excuse me?
The skill development program for the girls.
It's going very well, but now because it's summer, they have stopped. Only this week, they worked last week. Johnny.
There's a new intern.
But we have a new girl. From the time that I was in New Life serving, that she has, she came to us and she will work from September full time. She's so exciting. She will be with Johnny and they will do the skill development. It's a girl from Romania that she came when I was, 10 years ago in New Life, and I helped her. And now she was working in the Threads of Hope, but she finished with that program and she wanted to move. And we were praying and she came to us and she's so happy. I think next time that you will come, you will meet her and, she's amazing. It's, she has a lot of love because she's one of them. She was trafficked. And she has, been recovered and she's a believer. And now she wants to serve these girls.
And it's amazing how the Lord at the right time brings the right people, to serve with us. It's quite amazing.
Good to hear. Yeah. Other questions? Anybody around the table have any questions? Or on Zoom?
The Zoom boys.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got your prayer request, and is there anything besides what we talked about that you'd like to add to before we move to a time of prayer?
I just want to thank you. It's a huge blessing that you started with us so far, so many years. We stayed with us. And now you stay there, you have adapted all of us, our ministry, our voice are coming there. So it's like you have seen us in the past, how all this started, how Damaris was not a vision, a dream, has not even started. We have seen us at the time of difficulty where we stayed in the Bible school. We didn't even, could not afford our home. So we're so thankful, our heart is always full of thankfulness for you guys and your church that you kept with us so many years and you helped us tremendously. Thank you.
It's a privilege to partner with y'all.
It sure is.
All right. Well, we're going to move to a time of prayer around if anybody wants to pray. Bubba, can you start? And Tom will finish up when everybody has had an opportunity if they'd like.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you for this time to visit with our missionaries that are, in this case, in Greece. And I thank you for the heart and passion of Agiris and Nina and the time they spend. And they're talking about us being faithful. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness to be involved in so many different things that are touching the lives of so many people, the young people that are coming to Christ, and they are mentoring them and sending them out, and then the teaching that goes on in the seminary of raising up young men that can go out and continue the work of the church. So we just thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for these new young girls that have come into the to the work there, and that you would encourage them, Lord, that those that don't know you might come to know you, and they would grow in their love for you, and then they would be able to support themselves and go out into the community. So, Lord, just so many different things going on here in the building too, Lord. We just thank you for that. I pray that it would go forward, that they would have no obstacles, and they can have the facility they need to reach even more people. So, such an encouragement here, and I too thank you for the years that we have been involved and the impact it has made in the lives of our people here in Montgomery. So this is such a blessing for us to be involved in, and we just praise you and thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Father, I pray for Mark and Anastasia as they travel over to America and all the churches and the people that they will meet here, and they'll be able to share what they're doing, what you're doing through them, Father. I pray too for Erastus as he moves forward to serve you, that you will give him clarity and that you will show him exactly where you want him to be. And for Eric and Cara, and they just such sweet, sweet Christians, Father, as they are working with this Albanian community. Give them encouragement, give them strength, Father. Just continue blessing what they're doing.
Father, too, we lift up these six new young ladies that have been brought to Damaris House. We pray that you would give wisdom and creativity to the staff and the translators and all that work with them, the houses where they are and the house mothers. And Lord, that you would go before them, setting a way for them. We pray for their transition there, and that this would be a time of real healing for them and setting them on a good path with you. That's our hope and prayer. And Lord, that you would go before them in supplying the needs. We pray for the holiday coming up, that it would be truly restful and really any barriers that need to be broken down with community, that would happen, that they would really laugh and have fun and be rested and enjoy that time. We just pray that you would really bless that time.
Lord, thank you for allowing us this opportunity to meet with our garrison leader this morning, and we thank you for their continued service and ministry in Greece. Lord, we just ask that you continue to be in the building project. Thank you that it has started and the obstacles have not been there that could have been. Lord, we just ask that you provide the funding in whatever way that you see fit. Lord, we just ask that you continue to use this ministry to touch the lives of these young women in Christ's name.
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the friendship we have with Margiris and Dina and their sons, all of whom are now entering ministry or have been in ministry for a number of years even. I'm grateful for the bond, the even deeper bond perhaps, as brothers and sisters in Christ that we have. And we're thankful for the work they doing and the roles and that they fill so faithfully. And thank you for the Greek Bible College and Argyris' role there over this new man who now leads the college, and pray that you give him wisdom, that you would continue to use that school to advance your kingdom there and in other countries in that region, even as students come and study and then return to their countries. Grateful for Pastor Yotis and his congregation and the vision that has been there to see churches planted across the ancient city and yet very modern in so many ways, and especially very much needing the gospel in so many ways. And so we pray that you would continue to bless this network of churches as they cooperate and support and encourage one another. And that you would continue to build your kingdom there through these efforts. We are thankful for Damaris House and the ministry that happens with these young women, and pray that you would use that as well as a means of extending the gospel to people who would otherwise never have been able to hear it, and that you would guide in the discipleship. Thank you for Dina and the ladies who work with her, and pray that you would give them wisdom and insight, and especially these young girls that have just changed the dynamics even of that all would hear the gospel and embrace it and learn to live your truth in their lives, even as they learn job skills and the many things that they need to survive in this time. Lord, we thank you for this day, for each of us that you've appointed, that we would serve you, that we would glorify you, that your name would be honored. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please tell all the staff there that we love them and we miss them. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
See you soon.
Bless you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
So the